Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Shoreline Players of Skoda, their community theater, is going to do another one of those murder mystery dinners, and Sue Miller joining us. How are you today, Sue?
I am amazing. We're getting ready to kick off this new season of Dinner Theater, so I'm busy, busy, busy.
Boy, I'll bet you are. And what a great way to start it off. I love this one you're doing because it is iconic when it comes to murder mysteries, isn't it?
Well, you kind of have heard the title before, but maybe not phrased exactly the same way. I think you said it just right a minute ago.
That's right. It's called The Butler Did It?
There you go, with a question mark there at the end.
Yeah, usually we just hear, oh, well, the butler did it. So now we're not so sure at this murder mystery dinner.
That's right, and this one puts a little twist on the story because this one welcomes you to the International Butler Academy at Damien House in, I'm going to try and make sure I get this right, Stimpelveld, province of Lindbergh,
wow.
Norway. So see, you're not only going to this wonderful dinner theater, you're being transported to a whole other country.
Man, oh man, I guess so. Now, I can understand why the question mark now, because it's a butler academy, so it's probably nothing but butlers?
Correct. There you have it. If you're not a butler, you're someone who's training someone to butler. Everybody who's participating, all your characters are folks who either work at or are training at this International Butler Academy.
That's an interesting twist. As always, you know, the Hawks always do a great job when it comes to writing some very twistful plays.
They do, and this time Charles Parker, who is the founding father of the Butler Academy, has made a rare appearance at their training class.
Okay.
So that's kind of how the whole story kicks
gotcha.
Off.
Right.
And it goes really well for most of the students, but not necessarily all of them.
Okay. And that is where the plot thickens.
That is correct. So that's what we'll be doing this Saturday.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it is. It's Saturday for this event, but still, I would imagine some seats available if they're looking to get involved.
You know, tickets are selling really, really well, and I did check in, though. There are still about maybe 15, 20 seats available as of late last night, and so you can get your tickets by calling the Camp Inn Lodge at 739-2021, and they are $25, and that includes your dinner and your show. And the dinner, in keeping with the theme and the location there in the UK, your entree is a wonderful homemade shepherd's pie. Uh-huh. But you also, of course, get your appetizer and a salad and a dessert and your non-alcoholic beverage. And trust me, you never walk away hungry. Many people walk away taking some food home. There's so much wonderful food at these events.
I believe it. Camp Inn Lodge does a wonderful job. And, of course, you guys put on a wonderful play. Now, who makes up the cast for this one, Sue?
Well, we have a lot of our veterans from stage and dinner theater that are performing in this show. We have the absolutely hilarious John Manning is going to play one of the professors at the Butler School, and we have our own magician, Mr. Mike Maturin, and we have Kathy Abernathy and Tina and Jay Wells, Diamond Flynn, Tim Curtis, and Diane Teddy will all be part of our cast, along with Chris Hawk, who will play our inspector, and our own Renee Diener will be helping out that evening as well, and it's going to be a fun group. And so get your tickets, and seating begins at 5:30, and of course, the folks at the Camp Inn, just they fall all over you, so the minute you get there, if you're one of the first people seated, don't worry, you're not going to be sitting around waiting. They're going to get you a beverage, they're going to get you your appetizer and get you started, and then once we get everybody seated, the show kind of follows after that.
Excellent. And it'll be a great show, too. So get your tickets now, $25, and you get the show, dinner, and a wonderful evening. And, of course, Shoreline Players, you guys always do a wonderful job, and you got a big production coming up very soon, don't you?
Well, we also do have our winter comedy coming up, Wally's Cafe.
All right. Now, if they want more information, best thing to do, check out your website or give you guys a call.
They can check out the website at www.shorelineplayers.org. They can give us a call at 739-3586, or you can find us on Facebook, and that gets updated sometimes right after I get off the phone with you, even.
I'll bet. Indeed. Well, I know you're a busy person. Sue Miller from the Shoreline Player. Sue, we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future about the comedy. But The Butler Did It, that's coming up this Saturday night. Thanks for joining us.